The State Affairs Committee will now come to order. Lexi, the State Affairs Committee will now come to order. Lexi, please call the roll.
Chair McClure?
I am here.
Representative Alvarez?
Here.
Bartleman?
Here.
Black?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Bousada Cabrera? Caruso?
Here.
Casello?
Here.
Escamani?
Here.
Fabricio?
Here.
Gant?
Here.
Griffiths?
Here.
Holcomb?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Persons Malika?
Here.
Porras?
Here.
Rayner?
Here.
Roach?
Present.
Robinson? Roth?
Here.
Temple?
Here. Quorum is present. Members, before we get started, a couple of new faces on the State Affairs Committee. Chair Fabricio, welcome. And Representative Alvarez, welcome. Housekeeping, let's make sure cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or placed in silent mode. Members of the public wishing to speak, please fill out an appearance form and get it to staff so we want to hear from all of you today. I could fast forward on this agenda to adjournment, but we should probably stop. Representative Snyder, good afternoon. You ready to rock and roll? All right, let's hear House Bill 5C.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, and members of the State Affairs Committee. Right now, the State Board of Administration oversees $240 billion in assets that they invest throughout markets around the world. In 2007, this body unanimously passed the Protecting Florida's Investment Act, which requires the State Board to divest from companies with certain business operations. In light of recent events, members, we are expanding the list today to send a clear message that the state of Florida is not in the business of funding terrorism. And to that end, we are expanding the list to cover every sector of the economy of the Islamic Republic of Iran to ensure that our taxpayer dollars are not being used to upend peace in the Middle East. With that, members, look forward to questions and hope to have your favorable support.
Having opened on the bill, members, we are in questions. Hello. Are there questions?
Hello.
Representative Rayner. Welcome. Hey, you're recognized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I'm so happy to be back as your ranking member. Representative Snyder, how are you doing today, sir? Doing great.
Keep it to the subject of the bill.
Will do. Okay, so Representative Snyder, I know you and I had an opportunity to talk. And so I guess my concern is that how is this bill not in direct contravention to the federal government, what they're doing now, and specifically the Commerce Clause?
You're recognized to the extent you can speak on the Commerce Clause.
Or how it's not in direct contravention. So that was
the
question on point. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Ranking Member, for the question. So the federal government does give the states specific jurisdiction to regulate the monies under their purview. We in no way are regulating private business. We are specifically making and directing the SBA when it comes to the market decisions they make with investing Floridians' dollars. We're going to continue to not support certain groups that we deem necessary.
Follow up.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Rep. Snyder, for that. So, with that being said, is your bill akin to sanctioning these countries, or is it akin to sanctioning Iran and Sudan?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the question, Ranking Member. I'm not sure I fully understand the question, but I could tell you that what we're doing today is expanding on long-established statute that we've had in the book since 2007 that do allow us to make divestments when we see fit.
Follow up.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. And so I know that you and I had a conversation about circumvention. And so basically, if you could explain to me how an agent or a business operating in another country, say Russia, say China, or even the United States, how they could not circumvent this law, because the question, And if I could just, he knows what I'm talking about. Can I just, for the record?
The problem, ranking member, is no one else does. try and back up, maybe give some context to your conversation.
Yes, I want.
And then, I'll give you a little bit of latitude.
Thank you. I was trying to ask a question without doing
that.
So thank you so much, Mr. Chair. So Rep. Snyder, you and I had a conversation about how with this bill, different agents or companies could circumvent it by operating in another country, and that those countries funneling money to Iran, funneling money to Darfur or Sudan. So can you explain how your bill would not allow that to happen?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question, Ranking Member. So if we look at line 76, where we define company, that's the same definition that we do use elsewhere in statute regarding our divestment and sanction laws. And just for the record, I'll read that. A company means a sole proprietorship, organization, association, corporation, partnership, joint venture, limited partnership, limited liability partnership, limited liability company, or either entity or business association, including all wholly owned subsidiaries, majority owned subsidiaries, parent companies, or affiliates of such entities or business associations that exist for the purpose of making profit. And so by bringing in the affiliates and that broad sweep, we feel that we've covered anything, including agents or any other type of actor working on behalf of the list on the of the country on the list of scrutinized businesses.
Members, we're in questions. Representative Escamani.
Thank you so much, Chair. Thanks, Rep. So my first question is, can you give us an estimation of the number of companies that would be added to the scrutinized companies list under the expand definition of your bill?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the question, Representative. So we do not have an estimated number at this time. I'd be happy to share with you. There is a pretty extensive list that's of countries that are currently on the scrutinized list. Part of what we'd be doing today is this body is directing the State Board of Administration to take these standards and then begin the study and the analytics to find if any new companies do meet that threshold and then publish that on January 10th.
Follow-up, Chair?
I kind of guess that. You're
Thank
right
you. So there's 75 numbers of prohibited investments right now from the SBA, is my understanding. Several are connected to Iran, Iran and Sudan, and a few other makeups. So I guess I'm curious, if you don't have an estimation, can you name at least one single company that would be added to the list that isn't already on the list?
Representative Escamani, I'll let Representative Snyder give it a go, but I think instead the way to think about this is we're defining who we don't want to do business with, and whatever falls in that bucket, it is what it is. But Representative Snyder, you're welcome to try it.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the question. And so of the companies that are currently on the list, when it comes to Iran, all of those are tied specifically to the petroleum sector. What we're doing today is expanding that to include all sectors of the Iranian economy, including construction, manufacturing, other areas of energy. And so we don't know. Again, exactly what that number will look like. But one thing I will share, members, is that with this list being released on January 10th, this is something that while we will all still be in the early days of session, we will see that list and be able to either take further action as necessary if we missed something or if, in fact, there might be unintended consequences. So this is something that we will all be tracking very closely.
Okay. Follow-up, Chair?
You're recognized.
Thank you. So at this point, we don't know if there might be another company that is potentially added to this list, so the bill might not necessarily change things much at this point. And so I'm curious, is it possible that no new companies will be affected by this bill and it would not have an impact beyond the expand definition?
To the extent you can express whatever is in the realm of possibility, Representative Snyder.
Thank you, Chair McClure, and thank you, Representative, for the question. I would say that, you know, if in one particular sector we've been able to glean dozens of companies that have been able to qualify for that list. My guess is that if we expand the list, I think we'll be surprised by what we see.
Follow-up, Chair?
You recognize.
Thank you. So can you walk us through how your bill differs with federal sanctions currently in place on the Islamic Republic of Iran?
You have an answer that differs from ranking member's question? Or is that asked and answered? Try it.
Shed a little bit of a different light.
Okay, go ahead.
But thank you, Chair. And again, thank you for the question. I would say that when it comes to the federal government sanctions or easing of, again, that really is in the lane of business-to-business operations and their ability to actually conduct businesses with some of these entities. What we're talking about, again, are the state assets, the $240 billion. So we're not telling private businesses that they can or can't do anything. What we're doing is directing market-based decisions when it comes to Floridians' taxpayer dollars.
All right, follow-up, Chair. Thank you. So I appreciate that response. So just so I'm clear, do you have an example of something that currently is allowed that federal sanctions hasn't addressed? So I guess the question is there something allowed under current federal sanctions but would be disallowed by the expanded definition in your bill?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Representative, without getting into specifics, I would just say that there are numerous laws that we take up here which either codify existing federal statutes, go above and beyond federal statutes. And so, again, we are sending a very clear message that when it comes to our $240 billion, we do not want to leave any stone unturned, that if, in fact, we find that companies are investing in additional areas or in additional sectors of the Iranian economy, that we divest or encourage those activities to cease.
Follow-up, Chair?
Follow-up on that line, or are we opening up a new line?
Actually similar, but a little bit different.
All right, let's explore this one, and then we'll give some other people a chance. You're recognized.
Okay, that sounds good. So, my understanding is that one reason why this bill was filed is symbolism and is a message, which you alluded to, because of the Islamic Republic of Iran's engagement with terrorism organizations across the country, whether it's Hamas, Hezbollah, or others. However, Russia also supports Hamas, and of course, Russia is currently engaged in a brutal invasion of Ukraine. So I'm considering why not add other countries to this expansion that are also engaged in international terrorism.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And again, Representative, I would simply say this, that as we move into regular session, I always look for additional ways where we can protect the taxpayer dollar. However, while this is personal, I know for a number of members for a variety of different reasons. For me personally, as someone who had the honor of serving in the Marine Corps, deployed to the Middle East, I know we've got members on this committee who have family members and fellow veterans as well from all branches. When we see news report after news report that proxy-funded militants that, again, are being directly funded by the Islamic Republic of Iran are attacking U.S. forces, when they are funding the brutalization of women and children in a wicked attack on the innocent civilians of Israel, we're going to take immediate action, and we're going to target the Islamic Republic of Iran with everything that we have.
Representative Gant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Snyder, how does this directly impact domestic terrorism in Florida, or does it have an impact on domestic terrorism in Florida?
You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question, Representative. This bill is specifically focused on the scrutinized list of and incorporating that to the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So what is the legitimate state interest that we can express, articulate to our constituents of this bill?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say the take home from this bill is that the state of Florida is not in the business of funding terrorism.
Follow up.
Oh, you said follow up? Okay.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I know the bill includes an expansion of industries. And my question is, when we are talking about the expansion of industries and businesses in Iran, are these specifically government-owned businesses or in private public sector businesses, or are these private businesses in Iran as well?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. These are any government-controlled entity or any other entity based in Iran that meets the thresholds outlined in the bill.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Chair. So when you say any other entity, so that means it can be a private business just owned by an Iranian citizen.
Yep, it's any private or state-owned business that is operating. Go ahead.
And Mr. Chair, if I could also jump in for clarification, Representative, just as we currently have on the existing scrutinized list, these could be companies that are based globally that might not be based in Iran, but if they do have investments that are directly tied to Iran, that would put them on this list. And so, again, just looking at the existing list, we've got companies based all around the world that choose to do business with terrorists, and we say, we will not do business with you.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So based on that, what could be, or what ballpark figure would be the economic impact on Florida with this bill?
You're recognized to try and extract a number, but Representative Gant, he's clearly said that there's no list of companies. He doesn't have a...
I'm not specifically asking about the companies. I'm asking about, a ballpark figure, or is there going to be a significant impact economically on the state of Florida? I think Floridians...
You're recognized to try and attempt it.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question. So the fiscal impact is indeterminate, but I would share with you that throughout Florida's history, and in fact, over the last couple of decades, Florida has made the decision to divest in other areas around the world. And we've been able to do that without adversely impacting our taxpayers or those that are part of the pension plans that we're managing. So I have full faith not only in the team at the State Board of Administration, but within the economy of the state of Florida.
I do have one question.
One question.
Well, I shouldn't have said one, but thank you, Mr. Chair.
I agree, you shouldn't have.
All right, so on lines 267 to 272, this is newly inserted language. It says more than 10% of the company's total revenues or assets and so on and so on and so forth. Is there a reason that is 10%, or is that just tracking with previous language in the bill?
You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So that does exist elsewhere within our sanction and divestment existing language, but that we also included. So there's two ways now that you can end up on this, on the new sanctions list, would be to have that 10% of total revenues, or if a company were to be found to have $20 million or more in one sector, or $10 million twice and in separate sectors. I'm not a man.
Representative Robinson.
Thank you, Chair. And I just have one question because I'm still unclear. I've been trying to follow along. When it comes to, is this piece of legislation trying to address, well, basically what I want to know is, does the SBA, do you all suspect that we're investing possibly some of the money in Iran that's not in the already sanctioned areas? Is that what we're trying to get at?
You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the question, Representative. That's what we want to make sure is not happening. And so with this language that we hopefully pass this week, that is what's going to direct the State Board of Administration to expand their list of criteria. And if any company is found to now be on this list, they'll have 90 days to either cease that activity, try and, if there was some type of mistake, make an appeal. And after that 90-day mark, if they are still continuing to invest in these additional areas, then the State Board of Administration would be directed to divest any of our assets from those companies.
So,
you're recognized for a follow-up.
Just to make it in plain English, so we're just not clear. We don't know, so we're trying to find out. Yes. I'm saying,
is that
that's
clarify.
My question. I just want a clarifying question.
Clarify your answer, Representative Snyder, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would tell you again, Representative, in a complex, ever-evolving global economy, when we know that there are companies that will try to subvert sanction rules and guidelines that are on the books, that's what we're doing again today, is we're going to expand that list as a proactive measure to make sure any company that may be directly supporting a terrorist regime, our taxpayer dollars will no longer be associated with them.
All right, Representative Escamont, let me do this real quick. Are there any members of the committee that haven't asked questions that would like to? All right. Second and final pass, Representative Escamonte. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. So one of the other dynamics of your bill is there's a name change of the list. Could you walk me through, just so I'm clear, what's the name change and why?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And so just to make sure so I get this correct, the current name of the list is the Iran Petroleum List. Part of this legislation is to change that to the Iran Terrorism Sectors List, otherwise known as the Iran Terrorism List.
Follow-up, Chair? Thank you. What is the intention of the name change?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think just to reflect the changes that we're making in statute, all sanctions currently under the books have been targeted towards the petroleum sector. What we're doing today is expanding that to all sectors of the Iranian economy.
Follow-up, Chair? I guess why the word terrorism in the name change? Is the assumption that every business in Iran is a terrorist organization?
You're recognized to clarify the assumption.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And phenomenal question, Representative. As you know all too well, what this goes back to is 1979, when the Shah of Iran was overthrown in an extremist Islamic takeover of their country. And just as we've supported in unanimous bipartisan shows of support, this in no way is targeting the individuals that are yearning for freedom within the country of Iran. This is about a government and a brutal regime that has taken over a free people. And so we are standing up to that dictatorial government, not the individual citizens that are yearning for freedom.
Follow-up, Chair?
Follow-up.
So I do appreciate that sentiment, but I think did you say previously that it's not just government entities, it's also private actors that would be impacted?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the question, Representative. Yes, this would include all sectors of the Iranian economy that the State Board of Administration might be invested in.
Follow-up, Chair.
You're recognized.
So there's the potential that individuals that are just hardworking Iranians that don't like their government could also be impacted by this legislation.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the end of the day, this is about standing up to an evil regime that coordinated and is leading an effort to disrupt peace in an entire region. And so all of our efforts are aimed at the government of Iran, and we're going to stand strong against them.
Representative Gant, did you have any more? Ranking member, you're recognized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. And this may be asked and answered, so if it is, I apologize. Is this what we're doing duplicative of what we've seen in the federal government?
Asked and answered. What else?
Nothing.
All
else,
right,
Mr.
members,
Chair.
We're in questions. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right, we're in public testimony, members. Do you have any? What? Yep. Mr. Lamar Taylor, State Board of Administration is here for information only. Does anyone have any questions? All right, members, we're in debate. Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I appreciate it.
When I say we're in debate, I promise you I'm sincere about it. Representative Escamani, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. I know you have a 30-minute goal, so I'll respect it as much as I can. So I first just want to say, as an Iranian-American, this is going to be a long special session for me if everyone continues to pronounce Iran incorrectly. So it is pronounced Iran. It is not Iran. So I just want to be thoughtful to my own, you know, patience to pronounce the country correctly. And with that said, as an Iranian-American, these issues are very personal to me. And, you know, last legislative session, we unanimously passed a resolution in honor of Mahsa Amini, a young Iranian woman that was killed for wearing her mandatory hijab incorrectly by the standards of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And in fact, there was another young woman just killed recently. It hasn't got as much media attention for not wearing her hijab, because many Iranian women, under the banner of Zan Zendegi Azadi, Women, Life, Freedom, have been fighting back in inspirational ways. And I deeply appreciate my colleagues standing up to support that effort, to send a signal to the federal government to play leadership role in pursuing things like sanctions. And indeed, I'm happy to report that the Biden administration has maintained some of the most aggressive sanctions in American modern history on the Islamic Republic of Iran. And in fact, since 1979, Republican and Democratic presidents have been very consistent in sanctions against Iran. There's typically two different types of sanctions, for those who don't know, primary and secondary. And even with the JCPOA, which was a nuclear deal under the Obama administration, primary sanctions were maintained when some secondary sanctions were loosened. Under the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign, the secondary sanctions were reapplied. Now, I know there's been a lot of misinformation about the release of prisoners, American prisoners in Iran, and I think it's pretty clear the Biden administration has not only put different mechanisms to ensure that those dollars don't go towards terrorism, but I also ask you to consider what it's like to have a loved one who is a hostage somewhere, and the pressure any administration faces in making tough decisions to bring Americans back home. So with that said, I have a lot of family in Iran. Majority of my family is in Iran. And I cannot vote for something that could potentially hurt my family in Iran. And so, members, I will be voting no on this.
Further debate, members. Further debate. Representative Holcomb, you recognize.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative Snyder, for bringing this bill forward. It's clear to me that the purpose of the bill is to make sure that we are not surprised with a situation where we are disrespecting and offending our Jewish citizens here in Florida. It would be horrific to know that our FRS money or our pension money or other funds are going to a company or somehow making their way to Iran to support their activities. We have a regime that is an evil terrorist organization that funds other organizations that do attacks. We just had a member who survived the Holocaust come to us this morning and give us a prayer. I couldn't imagine having him learn about that money getting to Iran to fund atrocities like we had on October 7th. So I appreciate you putting this bill forward. Thank you, Representative.
Representative Rayner, ranking member. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, Representative Snyder, I appreciate you having a long conversation with me, several long conversations with me about this bill. And, you know, I have thought, and I told you it was going to probably be a game time decision for me. I have thought long and hard about where we stand. I think that for me, while I understand and appreciate the sensibility of expanding the list, I have concerns that maybe in some ways it doesn't go far enough. I think that there are other industries in other countries that also have promulgated and support terrorist organizations such as Hamas. And so I think that if we are going to do the thing that we need to do it thoroughly. I have concerns that this bill would allow for circumvention. I appreciate you kind of alluding to me on line 76. six company and how that it expands to that. But you know, being a former Marine or a current, you're a Marine because you're always a Marine, but you know that when people want to commit evil acts, they will find any way to do that, right? And so I'm concerned about the circumvention aspect with this. I'm concerned that that this may also be in direct contravention to federal law. And so I don't know if I, and I won't know until I say yes or no when Lexi calls the roll. So, but I just have some concerns with the bill. But I understand and appreciate what you are trying to do. And I most certainly understand that we cannot allow any person, any agent to be a perpetrator of terrorism and harming innocent people. And that means all innocent people.
Well said, Ranking Member. Representative Steiner, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, members, for the questions and debate. And one thing that I do want to put on the record, Mr. Chairman, when we went back, going back to the lines of questioning and for Representative Escomani, when we spoke about what types of businesses could be impacted, I would like to draw our attention back to line 256. I did misspeak. And so as we are expanding this list of scrutinized companies, while it does encompass all sectors of the Iranian economy, there is a very clear provision that the company must have business operations that involve contracts with or provision of supplies or services to the government of Iran. So as we do expand the list, it does tie specifically back to those companies in these additional sectors. They must have a tie back to supporting the government of Iran. So with that, members, hope to have your favorable support, and I close.
Thank you for clarifying that, Representative Snyder. Having closed on the bill, Ms. Lexi, please call the vote.
Representatives Alvarez?
Yay.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Posada Cabrera?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Escomani?
No.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Gant?
No.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rayner?
No.
Roach?
Yes.
Robinson?
No.
Roth?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
Chair McClure?
Yes. Please report the bill favorably. I think that's it. Thank you all for gathering today. For those on approach, I'll see you in a little bit. And see all of you on the floor and have a bigger discussion. Representative Snyder, great job. Thank you.